All right, it's Pride 365 Radio. I'm Houston with Jonas Blue. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I like your glasses, the
Thank
shades.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Fits the motif, right?
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly on brand.
So, in Miami for Music Week, how many shows have you had to do? I'm sure there's a ton that you've looking forward to and have done already, right?
Not really.
No? Oh.
No, actually the opposite. So I was just doing one show this week.
Okay.
And something very different. So I did a 2-hour vinyl set at Dante's Hi-Fi.
Oh, wow.
And that was my only show this week. And
okay.
It was for me, I just wanted to kind of test myself a little bit and do something different, play to an intimate crowd and be back on vinyl again. So it was one of my favorite shows that I've had in years.
I was going to ask, like, what is that like, you know, going back to something that, you know, it's been a while probably,
difficult.
Right? Yeah.
Difficult, difficult. But, once you know, it's like riding a bike. It's, you know, you pick it up again. So it was amazing just going through, you know, the records that have been so inspiring to me throughout my career and being able to play those and see a younger and older generation connect with them all over again in a venue like that. It was amazing.
You go to the store now and there's this ever-growing section of vinyl at, like, you know, Target or Walmart. I miss record stores, though, you know, being able to go in and flip through stuff and see what's there. But
me too,
Maybe they're coming back, too.
Maybe they're coming back if rent prices go down. So,
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I've seen some cool shops around the world, especially combining it with, like, coffee shops and things
that.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
It's a very cool concept. And
right.
Yeah, I miss that. I miss going into the record shops, seeing other artists and talking about music.
Yeah.
You know, it's I love the world we're in now, but I miss those days as
well. I mean, that's what's great about Miami Music Week is that you get to connect with everybody. Some people you probably haven't seen since last year or longer. But you get to be a spectator this week, really.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just, because I live here now as well. So Miami is very different for me. It's home, and I try to not get too involved in the craziness.
But you get to go home in your own bed.
I get to go home in my own bed, and it's great. So, but I'm dipping in and out. I've got some friends' parties, obviously, here, and I'm sure I head to Space or Factory Towns at some point this weekend. So, it'd be fun.
That's good. When does it finally, like, calm down here from Miami Music Week? Is it, like, Monday?
Pretty much Monday. And, it's just, get to go back to the calmness.
Do you have a, like, studio at home? Is that where you're doing most of your work these days or on the road?
Yeah, no. My studio is in my living room.
Okay.
And I just keep it very chill. It's just a great pair of speakers and my laptop and my piano. And that's
awesome.
It. Yeah.
Because that's the way people are listening to your music, consuming your music, right? So you don't want a big fancy studio necessarily. You don't need it.
And and it's like for me in Miami to have the view and be inspired by the view more so than the studio is more important to me. And it being in your own home environment so that it feels comfortable. I can make music whenever.
Yeah, it's got to be relaxing, like, to live down
Always
here.
Always has to be, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm in Orlando, so it's like, we're not as close to the beach. It's a different pace, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine it's crazy around the EDC time for you.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up usually in November, so you've played EDC Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Do you have festivals planned already this year?
Yeah, we have. So I've got the two kind of most important things that I'm doing this year is my Vegas residency at Marquee.
Right,
So I have that, and then we just announced my Ibiza residency at High.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be playing every Wednesday in August and September. So, amazing. They're like my two main things this year. But we're currently in the middle of a U.S. tour.
Yep.
San Fran next week.
Yeah, you're always on the move.
Always on the move. Always on the move.
What is the next big project?
So we're going to be doing the follow-up to Edge of Desire on Defected.
Yeah.
That's going to hopefully be coming out in May.
Okay.
So that literally just got, like, signed off 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
So,
so this is
That's going to be fun. And then I have some cool collabs, you know, with people like Frankie Rizzardo and Black Child. So there's some fun stuff coming this year for sure.
Yeah. You have a lot of great collabs. And is there anybody that's, like, still on that bucket list that you want to,
I'd love to work with another.
Okay.
Another are amazing.
Yeah.
I think our sounds are really kind of in line, so it would be great to work with them at some point, for sure.
And around, you know, have you chatted about that here?
I'm hopefully going to see them at some point.
Okay.
So, let's see. Let's see.
That's the thing about it. It's like you could be walking down the street.
I love it.
And just run into people.
I love it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. It really is. I appreciate you taking the time
because
how busy you are.
No worries.
You know,
thank you.
Thank you for, you know, everything you do.
No worries, and thank you for the support. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, anytime. Thanks again.
Thank you, man.